Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, gold is at 878 at its high today. It's going up and down right now. I've got them saying that there's no mercury in the vaccines anymore. Total lies. I've got a bunch of other news, just a giant plethora of it. I will get to your calls. You can be assured that the last 40 minutes of this show, it's going to be all your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I got a bunch of chemtrail clips I got to play, a bunch of financial. It's just all insane. How do you cover it all? I don't know. Before I get too deep into this hour, I want to tell you about Interfood. They have Coco Mojo, the healthy immune system boosting hot chocolate from Inner Health Botanicals, the makers of Interfood, the best green food out there, bar none, that I take every single day. Satisfy your chocolate cravings and get all these incredible enzymes and vitamins that are in it. Then they've got, of course, the Interfood itself. They've got the healthy coffee, 20 power-packed ingredients like dulse, kelp, barley, grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina. That's just six of the 20 ingredients. 1-866-762-9238. 1-866-762-9238 or enerfood.com. Interfood.com. Ladies and gentlemen, go to prisonplanet.com. There's a banner on the right-hand side. When you link through to that, you get 10% off. When you buy in bulk, you get 20% off on top of that. But tell them Alex Jones sent you to take advantage of that. enerfood.com. Speaking of food, we have the longest continually operating, largest storable foods company in the nation, clean, healthy, organic food. They say 99% is organic. They can't certify the bananas because that's out of the U.S. And it's what I have for my family. I have some I got 6 years ago. I have some I got a year ago. I just got some more. So I guess I've got it three times from them. I got an attic just filled with it. And you wouldn't believe how 2.5 years' supply, I did just have 2 years, now I got another half year supply, fits in such a small area. Because it's freeze-dried. It's heavy cans, though. Everyone's freeze-dried, sealed. With all the craziness going on, folks, it's smart to have that insurance you can eat. And that's 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Giant banners at the top of PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And if you haven't gotten prepared and gotten ready, I don't know what to say to you. Shifting gears out of the election fraud we were just covering, let me just finish up with a Ron Paul statement. People take my clips of me saying, you know, there's election fraud, and then they say, well, why are you saying vote for Ron Paul? Why are you saying even get involved? We're going to show everybody. And plus it grows the liberty movement, and Ron Paul's out there educating, and people are talking about the Federal Reserve and about how the Republicans aren't really conservative, and they're learning about the New World Order and the North American Union. I mean, it's now becoming household discussion. We win there. And we prove there's fraud. You know, in the last 6-7 years, we've gone from no one knowing about it to literally in major polls, 80, what was it, a few months ago I saw a couple national polls, 80%+ believe that the voting machines are frauds and they're stealing the elections. Game over, punks. First, you got to expose the criminals, okay? That's first. Got to do that first. And we're going to do it. And they're scared now. They're trying to set up a police state, take 10% of the college graduates and put them into the domestic homeland security to run our lives. It ain't going to work, okay? You want to announce that you're going to control our thermostats and face scan us and run our lives and watch us and have kill switches in all our cars. Go ahead and try. You can't get us all on welfare. You can't get us all in CPS. You can't get us all in prison. You can't get us all on Prozac and Ritalin or the illegal drugs you ship in or the liquor you push everywhere. You're not getting all of us under your thumb. You beat them by being clean cut, by being winners. The French say it. The best revenge is living well. Live well, beat the government scum and the corporate masters that own and run them. Beat them. Don't fight with your wife. Don't fight with your husband. Beat them. Take care of your children. Love them. Spend time with them. Beat the New World Order. Don't drink their fluoride water. Beat them. Beat them. Beat them. Beat
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. It's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Sheila Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Okay, I went and read those two federally funded studies, and A, they didn't even say that. B, it claimed that test scores were going up nationwide, and so therefore mercury must be good. And by the way, they admit the feds have been cooking the education numbers. Do you think Americans are getting more educated, more intelligent, more informed? No. No, that we're being turned into a bunch of drooling animals. I mean, I'm not even that smart, and I can't have conversations with the general public. I mean, even professionals, even neighbors I've got are low-grade morons. I try not to be sardonic. I just can't handle it anymore. I can't handle it anymore. They call us kooks when we say buy gold when it's $300 an ounce. It's 870 something now. They tell you that sodium fluoride is good for your brain when the Nazis used it in slave camps and Pulitzer Prize winning books covered it. They're attacking us! I've got clips where they say poison food and poison toys is good for America. suddenly they're now saying the all-time high of gold is higher than it is now. They're just lying. We've entered hyperwarp. They're running around lying about Ron Paul, saying he called Martin Luther King a gay pedophile, and then saying they just heard someone claim he said that, like Ron Paul talks like that. They just make stuff up, and I'm sick of it! And I'm freaked out, too. You think I'm happy that we've been right about gold, how it was going to explode? You know, I said when it goes up, that means they're gutting the country. That means we're going down the tubes. You know what happens when economies go down? Crime explodes. By the way, the crime numbers are already going up since the first time since the early 1990s. We peaked in the mid-1980s. We had bad economy in the early 80s. Why do you think, I remember hearing some days there'd be like 8 murders a day in Dallas growing up. You better start locking your doors, folks. You better start watching at red lights to not get carjacked. You cops better start watching their hind ends. The crime is already exploding, and you wait till we have a hardcore recession. Just, man, I tell you, we're in deep trouble. And we got 30 million illegal aliens who think they're God's gift to America here. And they're the dregs of Latin America. Most of them have hardcore criminal records. They come up here so they can get away from prison and the law. This country is falling apart. It's falling apart. The dollar went down again. And I got bad news. While the dollar's dropping in purchasing power, now the pound is dropping for the first time. Oh, remember I told you a few months ago? It's not just going to be the dollar dropping. Everything's going to start dropping. Global inflation. Global inflation. I mean, I'm freaked out every day. You understand? People say, Alex is a fearmonger. You bet I am. There's scary stuff going on. You have to, absolutely. I get the willies every night when I go to sleep, and I thank God for every day I've got above ground, and I thank God for all the good things we've got. There's so much beauty. There's so much good. There's so much that I want to protect. Look at this. Gold prices strikes record high of 876 and rising, by the way. This was hours ago. In fact, look up Kitco, John. Tell me what it is right now, please. Gold hits record high above 875. That's Reuters. BBC, recession in the U.S. has arrived. Merrill Lynch has announced it arrived a year and a half ago. But boy, when they announce it, that's when they're going to hammer us bad. They're trying to start a gulf. Remember Ron Paul? Remember Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, father of Reaganomics? Remember Zbigniew Brzezinski testifying that they would stage some Gulf of Tonkin garbage? They're now doing it on the eve of Bush going over there. Every time a president goes over to the Middle East, they start a war right after. Hostile Iranian ships hyped by war-hungry neocons on Eva Bush trip. I got Ted Anderson in here, and then your calls are coming up. I got a bunch of chemtrail clips, too. Ted, I hate to say I told you so, but what do you see happening with this economy, A, and are you as freaked out as I am? Because this may go into full-bore depression. That's what Roberts and others are saying.
Alex, there's no question about it. We're heading into depression. There is no way we can escape that. The value of the United States dollar is dumping so fast, it's falling into the toilet. I'm in the same position. I don't need to say I told you so. I'm just saying buckle down the hatches. If you have, right now, look at your portfolios. If you have stocks, if you have bonds, if you have CDs in the bank, you know, your IRAs, I mean, there isn't anything that I can think of that isn't going to be affected by this. Even real estate, because of the fact that you have all this subprime loan problem and all this stuff that's going on. Anything that's all leveraged like that, you got to be careful with that. It's all going to be, you know, it's melting down right now. When the economy gets tough, people can't afford to buy homes.
And by the way, it's not just the subprime mortgage. I was talking to a realtor visiting Austin from Minnesota. He started some of the biggest REMAXes up there. They're out of business. And he was telling me about how started getting bad 5 years ago, and then they kept hoping. He says it was the market's about 2% of what it was 5 years ago now.
Yeah, that's what's going on. I mean, everything that was the foundation for the economy of the United States of America is melting right in front of us.
But now we've got more than 10 states coming and saying, hey, you sold us AAA bonds, AAA-rated paper, and it's actually junk. Explain to people, because you've been in the stock market, you've been a trader, explain to them what rating junk as AAA means.
Well, what that would mean is a AAA bond is a bond that is rated by either Moody's or one of those institutions like that, Standard & Poor's does it, and they rate the bonds that are most likely able to be paid with the best collateral as AAA. And then what they also have what's called a debenture, and a debenture is a bond that's rated very low, very risky, tend to pay a higher interest rate, and those are lower ratings. Now, those ratings can change on a bond. They don't always stay the same. If an institution that sold the bond or took the loan becomes less credible, their rating goes down, and therefore the value of the bond loses purchasing
power. The point is they took junk and piled it into AAA and mixed them with AAA, and now states are saying, give us our pension fund money, and they're being told, sorry, we can't.
Yep, that's exactly what's going on. Pensions are being lost. It's happening in construction. It's also happening in government pensions. Obviously, Social Security is not funded at all. It's been used, all that money has been used to pay.
Gold right now is at $877.50. Ted, before we run out of time here, I just wish I had more capital to get into more metals and go put them in a safe deposit box or bury them at the farm or whatever. I've tried to move into silver because it hasn't moved yet. Briefly explain that silver, gold's still only at half. I know in dollars it's at its all-time record, but it's really only at half its value to 1980 purchasing power. Silver, gold hasn't even moved yet, but comparatively it's moved a lot more than silver. First explain that, then explain gold. Tell them about the offer.
Sure, okay, well let's talk about that just for a second. Gold at 877 right now is really, if you take the value of inflation that has come in, how much the dollar's lost, $800 gold in 1980 equals about $2,400 gold today. So right now it's about half of what it was in 1980. Silver right now is at a great buy because that was at $50 in 1980, and right now you can buy it at $15 in today's dollars. It's really worth about $100. So if you take a look at that, in general, the silver's a really wonderful buy. It has a lot of room to move forward, and obviously in very short supply, because if you take a look at the above-ground supplies against what the industry is demanding, there is certainly a very big shortage out there for that. What I'm offering right now is silver dollar rolls, rolls of 20. You just can't get a better coin than that. That silver dollar was used as money here in the United States back in the early 1900s. They're at $400 per roll of 20. That price is going to go up, because there's, with what's going on in the precious metals market, silver's about ready to take a move. In the gold market, it already has taken a move today. I've picked up some British sovereigns here just a short while ago, and I've got them at $233.79. Now, mind you, it's a quarter-ounce gold piece, and gold right now is almost $900 per ounce. So that coin is just practically melt, and that's it. Yet, it's still a coin that was manufactured back in the early part of the 1900s, and falls in line of a lot of privacy rules that are out there, and so it's a nice way to get into a small piece of gold and actually have something that you can trade.
They're excellent. I've bought them. I've given them as gift to family. Again, smaller pieces of gold always have higher value, per their size, and this is last week's prices, isn't it, Ted?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, gold went up.
See, you don't even make the key point. Ted has got last week's prices on gold he's holding in his vault right now. It's going to run out quick. How much gold do you have? How much silver?
Well, and the British sovereigns, I'm sure I can handle somewhere between about 400 coins I've committed to and what I've got in my safe. So when they're gone, the prices are gone up. And the silver dollar rolls right now, maybe I could get 3-4 bags of them, which are bags are 1,000 coins face value at this price. And their prices are going
up. That's nothing. And I'll just tell you right now, folks, Ted is just doing this to introduce you to metals. He literally is making, $3-4 a coin off of this, just enough to do the transaction. You are insane if you don't give him a call. Give him the number.
Yeah, you can call at 1-800-686-2237. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237. Keep in mind right now gold is about ready to hit $1,000 an ounce. After that, it's $1,500. We're just heading that direction.
And we talked privately, Ted. You're not happy about this, are you?
Well, it's not a representation of gold going up. It's a representation of the value of the currency going down.
Yeah, this is just. Yeah, we're happy we got lifeboats, but the ship going down is so huge, it'll probably suck us under it with it. Even if you have a lifeboat, this is not. This is just happy we got a plank to hang on to in the North Atlantic.
Well, anybody that has children in the United States of America right now have got to be concerned about their future. And that's where I've got three kids.
The point is, when the yuppies figure out the dollar's been trashed, when they figure out this happens, the Chinese are all running to buy gold. That's in Financial Times of London right now. That's the big reason it's going up. When they, by the time the dumbed-down public figures this out, you won't be able to get your hands on the yellow metal or the silver. 1-800-686-2237. Ted Fast, stay there. I want you to finish up with your economic outlook on the other side. I am completely depressed right now and mad. And I just, it's disgusting.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, neighbor. The world famine is in its third year. Our harvest is too small to get through the year. Genetically poisoned food, dangerous food imports, and constantly recalled disease-contaminated foods are mixed in with our safe food. Farm food production is turned into ethanol fuel. What should I do? How long can I afford food or till there's no food? How long before it's all poisoned? Will 3 years' worth of food supply be enough? Or will it only postpone my trip to the population control breadline? Will it be okay to wait till after the holidays? I'll use what I didn't spend on Christmas for a something is better than nothing supply. I'll get the rest later. How long do I dare wait? I know I'll regret not starting sooner and not getting enough food. I have to decide while I still have a choice. Tell me what to do. Now take your own advice and call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief.
Too much confusion.
There's too much confusion.
When economies start to implode, that's when governments like to blow up trade towers and blame it on their business partners. That's when they attack Iraq. That's when they attack Afghanistan. That's when they attack Iran. We told you it'd probably start with Gulf of Tonkin events right there on the Strait of Hormuz. And where is it starting? See, we know what we're talking about. This is what we do. This is all we do. We don't sit around talking about flying saucers and chupacabras or how Hillary's a good liberal. All that's imaginary. We talk about reality. We talk about the FEMA cams. We talk about the face scanning cameras. We talk about the bioweapon attacks against you and your family through the vaccines and drugs. I'm going to tell the police and military and everybody in government something again. You may think it's you against us or us against them, whatever. You're with us whether you like it or not. You're under attack whether you want to admit it or not. So when you do bad things to us and you follow through on this evil and you're compartmentalized evil, just remember you're only hurting yourself. I think a lot of you are figuring that out. That's why the New World Order is getting so scared right now. God, there's all these articles. Sybil Edmonds saying the government knew about plans for foreign groups to nuke cities and was letting them do it. And all this stuff's coming out. I mean, folks, they're going to nuke cities, okay? And they're going to set up martial law, and it's going to be hell on earth. And I'm telling you, the globalists ran the stuff in the Soviet Union. They ran it in China. They ran Hitler. They like to kill people. It's their prime directive. It is their cultural directive. It is their New World Order directive. They like it. I know you're not like that, so you can't get it. You can't understand it. Believe me. Believe me, they don't play games. It's about survival. And what is the ultimate form of survival? It's genociding your enemies, knocking out everyone else, dominating. It's like one species coming in and knocking out another. Well, we have a subspecies of Homo sapiens sapiens, literally feeding on us, and they're openly saying they want to just call us off to have a global dictatorship that can never be defeated. Stated openly. All right, I'm already ranting. I said I'd take calls. I got all this chemtrail news. Ted Anderson, what do you see? See, I've been saying this. As soon as they announce that we do have a recession, as soon as they announce we're in deep trouble, that's when the yuppies will find out. That will then destroy confidence, and that's them signaling that they're ready to have us go down the roller coaster. How bad do you think this is going to get?
Alex, it's really very bad. Problem, like I said, 1971 we got away from the gold standard. We lived on a legacy of countries lending us our prosperity. It just grew and grew and got so gargantuously big that now the entire world is sitting on so much U.S. dollar that they want to get out of, that if any one single country dumps their reserves into the marketplace, it's just going to tumble everything. That's the problem. Right now we could watch the dollar. If China decided to get out, we might be able to get 10 cents on the dollar for what we're buying right now. That's how bad it is, Alex. Anybody that has savings, anybody that has investments that are related in U.S. dollar, I mean, you got to realize this wipes out companies, too. And the companies that you're invested in, they're all, everything is a house of cards right now. It is incredibly, incredibly bad.
Give them the number on those sovereigns and those silver dollars.
It's 1-800-686-2237. If you want to get into the gold and silver, do that. It is going to be one of the few things that you can sit on that's going to be valuable. Alex, people have been doing it for years with us. They're obviously laughing their way to the bank while everybody else is watching their value, their assets just disappear. Sad. It's very sad.
And by the way, gold, again, if you watch the graph, it goes down a little, then doubles for whatever it loses. And it just keeps going straight up. And 800-686-2237. I can't imagine a better deal. Last week or 2 weeks ago, prices today with gold at 877 and rising an ounce. Ted, thanks for spending time with us.
Hey, it's always a pleasure. I'm sorry to bring the bad news, though.
Well, yeah, but you got to just the ship's sinking. We're having to try to get life rafts. The idiots are still playing Parcheesi and picking their noses and, you know, eating ham sandwiches on the deck and polishing silverware and watching the band play. And I mean, the ship's at a 90 degree angle and people are falling off of it right now. And I look at how soft the yuppies are, how soft I am, how soft and dumb and coddled we've become, shadows of our former selves. This was a frontier, rough country, so we were smart, hard people. And I just think when this thing implodes, the globalists are imploding it by design. You know, you notice they're rushing towards a bigger welfare state. The government controlling your thermostats, face scanning cameras, running your whole life, FEMA controlling everything, spies everywhere, more and more government, more and more welfare. They're going to implode the economy, bring in total government, and just rule over us, black uniforms, having to kiss their boots. I just hope my daughters never bring home some guy in the future in a black uniform, you know, a year from now. It's just so horrible.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
SpyVille.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. SpyVille.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyVille.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using SpyVille.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at SpyVille.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit SpyVille.com today.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
If you go to JonesReport.com, Aaron's got three recent newscasts. One out of Germany, where it's the national weather station saying, yeah, American jets are spraying things all in the sky. Here you can see the cloud banks they're laying down. And we got other newscast out of California, out of Arkansas. I'm not saying every trail in the sky is being sprayed, but the government admits, and by the way, the term that you need to look up concerning this is indirect and semi-direct aerosol campaign. You type that into Google, and you get literally tens of thousands of hits where they admit aerosol spraying, how they're controlling the weather with it. And then they get these weather report guys going, yeah, we're doing it, but it's for your own good. And they're putting it in federally approved textbooks for kids. So they tell the kids, oh, the planes are spraying for your safety to save the earth. And then they tell the adults, it doesn't exist. There's nothing happening. Just like North American Union doesn't exist. And it's just, oh. All I know is we can't do it all. I don't have time to go dig out all the other reports we did and posted where they admitted that they, I know there's reports where, mainline reports where they increased 4 to 5 times the mercury in the flu shots and all the other main shots, where they didn't take the mercury out, they actually increased it, but then they made small runs available of the shots that don't have mercury, and then they say, oh, look, autism's still going up even though mercury's been out for 8 years or 7 years. Oh, look, it's not bad for you. See how they lie? It's incredible lying. Go get it, put it together, post it on RonPaulWarRoom.com. Anybody can post there. We'll vet it, we'll look at it. Point is, I can't even fight them anymore. There's too much. They're hitting me from too many angles. They're just complete scum. Oh. I know we got loaded phones. Let's just go to your calls fast. Mark in Atlanta, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
God bless you, bro. You're ever in our prayers. I've got a number of things. I'll try to be concise, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, first, back in 96, I was there the night that Dr. Alan Keyes was detained, which is a euphemism, and Bob Dole didn't even bother to show up like he had a mentality that the knot has already been given.
Yeah, Alan Keyes was kidnapped. Alan Keyes was kidnapped, yeah.
And I was there the night, and shortly thereafter, Pat Buchanan addressed the supporters of Dr. Keyes, among which I was there, and he basically said that he felt that Dr. Keyes should have been included in the debate. More recently, Stakowiak was leading the anti-New World Order rally on November the 9th, and he reported that on that morning, and I believe he has the police report, that a 9mm round punched through his car about 7 feet from his head the morning that he was preparing to go for that rally. And to me, it's like somebody's trying to intimidate him. I got his number if you want it.
Whose number?
His name is Stakowiak. He was one of the leaders for the anti-New World Order rally. And basically, we started out at the Capitol, had a series of speeches. We marched over to the mini-truth front called Communist News Network.
Okay, yeah, okay, I understand. Sure, maybe off-air give me a number or some information.
Fine.
And, there's just a lot of stuff out there, like Henry Paulson got killed and stuff like that, so I got to be real careful about some of the info that, I mean, I'm not saying that this just didn't happen to this person, but I need to see it to believe it. What else is going on?
Well, I had, and of course you may have heard Bort spun it some time ago when I really didn't plan on saying anything to Newt Gingrich, but I just, when I was standing there seeing this traitor being exalted, I just fire in the bones, by the way, is in Jeremiah, not Ezekiel, an honest mistake.
Total scum, total CFR, destroyed the Republican Revolution, total calling for world government, total trash.
Right. Well, I wasn't intending an insult. I was intending to stir up what's left of his conscience when I asked, hey, Newt, how much you get for your soul? And I said a few other things. I noticed some people headed towards me rather quickly, so I turned on my heel and moved out a bit faster than they were approaching.
I got to jump. I appreciate your call, Mark. Call me back. I mean, these are long stories you're telling. They're all very interesting. But let's talk to Stacy in Idaho. Go ahead. You're on the air.
I was just listening to your show today, and I go on your website all the time, and I live paycheck to paycheck with two little kids. What can I do?
Well, I mean, you can tell people about InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. I think they're the best sources of info. You can just tell people about the New World Order. There's nothing better.
Well,
than,
what do I do to prepare myself for it?
No, sure. You're saying get prepared. Do you live in a rural area?
Yeah, we live in Boise, in the capital. And
well, I mean, what you need is family. And I don't know how bad it's going to get or how serious things will get, but we were 90% rural 70, 80 years ago. Now we're 90% urban. And so there's really, I don't know what you can do. I mean, try to get a few months of, you know, basic food stored up as inexpensively as you can in case we go into a depression. A lot of folks went hungry during the depression.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have a husband?
Yes. And we just struggle every day living paycheck to paycheck. And the scary
thing
is,
there's a lot of tricks you can do. I mean, do you ever eat out?
No, not really. We really eat at home.
I understand, but I mean, just cut that out. If you need money for storable food, not to even get it from us. I mean, go buy it at the store, whatever. Do you have firearms to protect yourselves?
No, we don't.
Well, I mean, how many jobs is your husband working?
He just paints cars, so. And I work for a bank, so we'll go.
I understand you're working, and then you got into putting. You shouldn't have to work. I'm not saying he's bad, but I mean, tell him take 5 jobs. You know, whatever it takes, tell him no more football, no more TV, no more rest. That's what men are supposed to do. He needs to work. I think 18 hours a day, your financial problems will be over rather quickly. I'm not putting him down. That's what men have to do so their women don't have to work. And it's not that women shouldn't be able to work or shouldn't be CEOs. It's that the government wants to get your kids. Are your children in a government training camp?
No, I don't even immunize my kids.
Good, good, good. Well, then, I mean, I'm not knocking you and your husband. Mm-hmm. So what, your mother takes care of them or something?
No, they stay with a friend of mine in home daycare.
That's wonderful. Great, great. That's wonderful. And we'll try to find a local homeschooling group where they have groups of homeschoolers together. That's a great. Well, sounds like you're doing 98%. I mean, and by the way, I'm not preaching at you. I got a lot of stuff I need to do. I'm saying what's a perfect scenario. You're just saying how to get ready. I mean, just a few months is better than nothing. You know, instead of storing water, have a filtration system. I mean, you know, just basic stuff.
Okay.
Basic stuff, and you know, if you get a firearm, make sure you're trained on it, make sure it's secured properly. But
do
if
I
stuff,
register
but,
it?
No, don't register it. But I'm saying is, I'm not going to tell you to go out and buy a gun and then blow your foot off. I'm saying.
No, I know.
Anything else?
No, but you pretty much answered my question.
Well, you're the best, and I'm not trying to preach at you. You know that.
Thank you so much.
You bet. It just feels weird telling people what they should do and everything. I know she asked me, but. I know this. If I didn't have a year's supply of storable food and I didn't have firearms in the safes ready to be gotten to and I didn't have a family as a network, I would be working even more to get that money in because that's what you got to do. And I'm sorry. If you got children and you're a man, don't hang out with the buddies at the bar ever again. Don't ever watch television again. Just get three jobs. Let me tell you, that is your job is to get the money into the family. And, I mean, it'd be even better if you had one job and spend time with the kids. But when it comes to finances, do whatever you got to do. Do whatever you got to do to get that money in so you can protect your family. But a lot of it isn't even money. If you can live in a rural area and just have a few months of food and family and neighbors you can trust, you're set. I mean, frankly, if I wasn't going down with a ship, I wouldn't be in a major city. I'd be out in the country somewhere, Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, you know, West Texas. And, I mean, stuff is so bad, I wouldn't head to the hills because I think it's over and the end of the world, we're all doomed. It's just stuff so dangerous with terrorism, government-sponsored terror, corrupt government, the spraying over the cities, the poisoning of the water. They concentrate their ops on the cities, but they got bands of MJTF all over the hill country, raiding old people, grabbing ranches. I've been out there and covered it. I mean, it's bad in the country. They got goon squads in most areas there. I mean, hell has been released, folks, and just it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. There's no doubt now we have started the descent into the New World Order. And just buckle up, like Ted Anderson said, because it's going to get crazier and crazier and crazier. Oh, man. World taxes, bureaucrats harassing you, auditors, state, county, city, federal, and your businesses all over you. Just people magnifying glasses down your throats. Illegals running wild above the law, no IDs. Everybody just feeding on you. New taxes, regulations, John in Texas, you're on the air. John, go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
I hope I can lighten your mood for a moment here. I watched Jay Leno last night, and before Ron Paul came on, Jay Leno did this little feature called Headlines. And one of the things was this teaching aids for kids, and it was a globe. And this kid was pointing at the globe, and the idea is that you touch the globe, and it lights up and tells you where you are. Well, the thing said Boston, Massachusetts, but the only problem was the kid was pointing to somewhere in India. And knowing that one of your pet peeves is Americans' lack of geographical knowledge, I thought that might humor you up for a moment.
Absolutely. I'm not trying to be negative. I just am starting to really mourn that they're doing it to us, John. I mean, what do you think about what's happening to the world?
Oh, have you got 2 weeks? Well, I'm a refugee from the occupied territory of Scotland, and here I am in the police state of the USA. The weather's nicer. What more can I say? Oh, I just remembered something while I was waiting to talk to Alex. You ran that Calban ad. I feel embarrassed about using that stuff because I don't know when we're ever going to have to buy any more of that. It just lasts forever. It's awesome.
It is good stuff. I use it in my house.
I'm not kidding.
Well, I think, you know, it's always darkest before the dawn, the cliche goes, and people are waking up. I think we're going to make it through this. It's just.
Can you imagine what it would be like if Ron Paul got the presidency? I think a lot about this, and I just think the potential, if all the right elements fell into place, God, Alex, it would be a second revolution, and it would just be wonderful.
It would be, but you know he's going to win New Hampshire, and they're going to steal it from him, those little bastards.
Yeah. If it ain't nailed down.
What do you think about the spin that mercury's out of the vaccines, and so autism's still going up, so it can't be the mercury, but it can't be the shots, but then they admit it really is still in the shots. I mean, they just lie so much.
Well, I just shudder, because I had one vaccination when I was a kid, and that was for polio. But that was in the early 50s, you know, and that was a serious threat in those days. But, yeah, when I hear about the vaccinations that kids are expected to have here, and, you know, I do a fair bit of research, it's frightening. And I remember being at a doctor's surgery there a while back down in South First Street, and it was one of these times, you know, it must have been the time of the school year, and there was all these parents bringing these kids in, and I was sitting there just dying to shout out, are you people mad?
It's incredible. Hey, I enjoy talking to you, John. Thanks for holding. Call back in again another day, and we can give you more time. I just love that accent. Picture a Scotty dog marching down the street. Joe in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead. I got to move fast to play these chemtrail. Thanks.
Yeah, Alex, I'd like to talk to the new listeners about the Federal Reserve Bank, and this was brought on because I was talking to a programmed Fox bot yesterday who said that the Fed makes money system more stable, and I said, no, it makes it more unstable. Basically, what happens is in December 1913, all the gold in Fort Knox actually represented money, but in 1971, like you said, they stripped it all away. What they do is, if the Federal Reserve were a credit bank, they would have no money on deposit, and they're just making loans out of thin air and charging us what's called the prime lending rate. And that's even what they charge the bank. The bank turns around and charges us even more for that. So if we were to collect up all the money in the system right now and give it right back, they'd say, oh, by the way, you owe us interest. And
it's all a scam. I appreciate your call. I got to go to chemtrails now. Big report up on JonesReport.com. I meant to do a whole report on today. We are doing one tomorrow. We have a guest on about chemtrails tomorrow. Bev Harris is going to be on with us right at the front to see what kind of fraud took place in New Hampshire. It's guaranteed. They've done it before. But right now, this is a newscast that just came out. This is from Arkansas. Here it is.
Could a strange substance found by a Southwest Arkansas man be part of a government test? Well, that's the question at the heart of a phenomenon called chemtrails, now getting widespread attention. Well, tonight, KSLA News 12 investigation reporter Jeff Farrell shows us the results of testing we had done about what's in our skies.
It seemed like some mornings it was just crisscrossing the whole sky. It was just like a giant checkerboard.
Bill Nichols snapped several photos of the strange clouds from his home in Stamps, Arkansas. They begin as normal contrails from a jet engine, but do not fade away like a normal contrail. Soon after, he saw particles in the air.
And I thought we'd see it drop to the ground in a haze.
Nichols then noticed the material collecting on the ground.
This is water and stuff that I collected in bowls. I had it set out in my backyard on my dad's pickup truck.
KSLA News 12 had the sample tested at a lab. The results? A high level of barium, 6.8 parts per million, more than three times the toxic level set by the EPA.
Armed with these lab results about the high levels of barium found in our sample, we decided to contact the Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality. They told us that, yes, these levels are very unusual, but at the same time, they added the caveat that proving the source is a whole other matter.
Barium is a hallmark of other chemtrail testing, which even attracted attention from a Los Angeles TV station. There's already no shortage of unclassified weather modification programs by the government. But those who fear chemtrails could be secret biological or chemical testing on the public point to the 1977 Senate hearings in particular, which confirmed 239 populated areas had been contaminated with biological agents between 1949 and 1969. Later, the 1994 Rockefeller Report concluded hundreds of thousands of military personnel were also subjected to secret biological experiments over the last 60 years. But could secret testing be underway yet again?
I'd rather it be something inert and benign, you know, something that's...
You can watch the second half of that. I want to come back and play the other newscast on the other side and maybe jam in a call or two. But the point here is that now in California, it shows that they're flying at like 2,000 feet in the summer and spring, huge clouds, and people are falling down, flopping around, and everybody's getting super sick. And remember, this news report doesn't even remember, in Oklahoma and in Arkansas in 2003, they sprayed bacteria over every city. The Army did, in quote, tests. Then they said it was Subtilis globigi that causes abortions in all mammalian species, in all mammals. Cats, dogs, cows, Homo sapiens, sapiens, that's us. Folks, they aren't hitting us hard everywhere. I mean, I'm seeing chemtrails in Austin now at like 2,000 feet. I mean, these things are flying right by. It's just...
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free. The consultation is free. And the information could change your life. Call now. 800-794-4313. That's 800-794-4313.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgie.com.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it all away.
It was an inside job. Death from above. A bunch of mad eugenicists running everything. Playing God with everybody. Just remember who did it to you, the economy, everything. Your loving New World Order. They've just started. There, We're in danger of them starting something with Iran right now. That's clear with the situation with the ships, Bush going over there. Because the economy's in trouble, and they want to smokescreen that by starting a war and then saying Iran caused the economy to go down. They always kind of sandwich the two together. You know, that report out of Arkansas then goes on to say, oh, yeah, the U.S. government says it's allowed under U.S. law to use chemical, biologicals, and radiologicals on us. Of course, they didn't give you the law. It's U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B. Now, you can rewind that on the Internet, and you can write all that down and Google it, and you'll find it. U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B. Oh, no, they don't spray us with anything. It says they're allowed to use lethal. They're allowed to kill us. No, you're criminals. You're scum. You're not allowed to kill me. I'm a human being. You filth, you control freak, scumbag, New World Order trash. I'm sick of you and all your idiots that support you and all your compartmentalized thumb-sucking morons that don't know what's going on here. Now destroying our dollar, totally destroying. That's all we've got left is that stupid dollar, you idiots. I'm talking to the morons out there who love this system. Play the newscast.
Tonight, a community in the San Bernardino Mountains has a real mystery on its hands. The official explanation here is that jet contrails are causing strange lines in the sky and that it's pollen making people sick on the ground. But others are convinced it is something else. And they ask, is the government experimenting with our weather?
There was a huge dust cloud.
Longtime Cedar Glen resident Gretchen Sherman says she has never seen anything like it.
How big was it?
Oh, it covered the entire Cedar Glen area.
A cloud of dust, leaving a sticky yellow slime all over her car. It happened again last February, and calls began pouring into the local Alpenhorn newspaper.
And they had a tremendous upsurge of children that were not going to school at that time.
Pharmacist Ed Burroughs says it is the most mysterious illness he's seen in 22 years on the mountain.
A lot of eye infection problems, upper respiratory problems, nosebleeds.
The nearby March Air Force Base say it didn't come from them. Others said it was a pollen cloud. The Department of Health found a yellowish tint on a tissue submitted for testing. But, quote, there was no sign of any biological form, such as cedar pollen, and the test was ruled inconclusive. And it wasn't long before things ballooned into a sky-high mystery. The story is not just here in Crestline and the alleged yellow cloud. People say the government is up there in airplanes spraying all kinds of chemicals to change or manipulate the weather, leaving what you see there, and they call that a chemtrail.
So what I look up there and I think are contrails, you're telling me are chemtrails.
Yes, that a contrail would be dissipated by now.
It would.
Yes, it would.
Chemtrails. On the Internet, they are cited as proof of the government creating clouds to combat global warming. In response, the Air Force says that, quote, there is no such thing as a chemtrail. The actual contrails are a safe and natural phenomenon. And that people are seeing more contrails simply because there are more jets forming large clouds, depending on weather conditions. As in this video of alleged chemtrails shot near San Francisco.
I think these are contrails.
Professor Gregory Benford of UC Irvine works with the Department of Energy on weather research.
That's very odd. They could be very large contrails.
He says the DOE doesn't know of any jet spraying chemicals to affect the weather. However, he says we will probably see it in the near future.
You've got to, in a sense, engineer.
All right, let's stop right there. And then you find out they're doing it everywhere and it's declassified. And it's called indirect and semi-direct aerosol campaign. A small part of it is weather mod. They're hitting us with bioweapons. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com with Rick Ludowski and Bev Harris. Tune in at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.